Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. And we're diving into a provocative topic that's reshaping relationships and bank accounts. Worldwide, the rise of OnlyFans. Is it empowering, exploitive, or a bit of both? Strap in, strap on, because this conversation might make you rethink how society puts a price on connections. And as for fun, as a very, very fun twist, one of our very own has some insider experience in this world. Yeah, we're talking about GG Luigi. You know it wasn't going to be Mr. Villain. Anywho, stay tuned, stay vibing, and let us take you higher.
Chasing the glow, where connections are currency and the loneliness grows.
Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain. And as always, my co-host today is GG Luigi G.
Luigi.
GG, you're here with us. Are you here, GG?
I'm here. I'm somewhere.
So, you brought something very interesting up a couple of shows ago. When we were doing our show about a young lady who had taken on 100 male
penis
divers, right? And then she was going to do this thing in January where she was going to take on a 1,000 male deep divers all in one day. And I call them deep divers because they're trying to dive deep. And then we came up with this idea to really talk further about this whole, it's not a plague, But it's called OnlyFans, right? So let's just go from there. Let's imagine a world where attention is the ultimate currency. In the digital bazaar, OnlyFans has become the Las Vegas of intimacy. And I should know because I am from Las Vegas, born and raised. What happens there doesn't necessarily stay there, though. Lonely men line up to pay for what they perceive as personalized connections. But is this just a mirage in the desert of digital relationships? And speaking of connections, our co-host, Gigi Luigi, has an OnlyFans himself. Though he caters to women. His handle, Gigi Luigi G, stay tuned as we dive into this firsthand on the insights of this OnlyFans phenomenon and platform. Now, Gigi, I have to ask you, what is OnlyFans for those of people who don't even know what we're talking about?
So OnlyFans is a site you can go to. It originally started, you could do anything. You could be any type of content creator. You can have a podcast. You can have anything. You go there and it's kind of, it was like a Patreon where people would just pay your membership and get exclusive content, but it's supposed to be more straightforward. During COVID, however, it kind of exploded in the adult side, and you don't necessarily see any other business aside from, you know, content, adult content creators using that platform anymore because it's so negatively affiliated with other social media sites. So for instance,
you said it exploded. Now, was that a reference to what they're actually doing on OnlyFans, or is that just something we were leeweying off of? I'm just curious.
No, the explosion is because of COVID, because everyone's at home. Everybody wanted to make, everybody was paying for it. Yeah. Because everybody's stuck at home. So you're doing it and paying for it. Yeah. So business was a booming, but it's negatively affiliate. If you have a link that has an OnlyFans link in like any social media, there's a good chance that you can be canceled for monetization and like things like that.
Why?
And just like YouTube guidelines and things like that. So for my OnlyFans, I don't have any link for it anywhere. You have to find me.
Okay. The only way they could find you is if somebody who had a podcast, like, go to that guy. He's, you know, I'm not kidding.
Working with like other people, they have to tag you. So I got a lot of my fans through like collaborating with other people.
Now, if people are curious before we get into this whole OnlyFans situation, what is your handle? Like, if someone wanted to go check you out, first of all, tell us what is on your OnlyFans. What would people expect when they get there?
Penis.
Oh my God.
What do you expect? Dude. You know, like pretty much, yeah. Like I don't know. Again, I try to focus more on boy girl content, maybe like pictures of myself. Now you said that like I cater to women. I would love to. Women typically don't really go to OnlyFans, so it's still a male audience. But you know, people still enjoy the boy girl.
Yeah, content. I mean, it's old school porn. If we're talking about a man and a woman, that's how I grew up on it before I. A revolution. No, but you know, you would get your Playboys, and I didn't read them for the articles. I read them to see what guy was poking what girl, and I was on the other team, of course. But you say that your particular OnlyFans does cater to women. Is that what we're saying?
I mean, it's geared to I don't make content because the thing is, I don't want to gay bait in the sense that like I don't want people, you know. I don't want to like put content out there that suggests that I'm one way to like lead someone on to spend money on me.
Oh, back in the day, they would call it gay for pay. You are not gay for pay, Luigi, are you?
No. And the thing is, like, I'm not gay for pay, and I don't lead people on to think that I am. I've had people offer me money, and it's like, it's just not me. So, no, thank you.
Yeah. So you're the lonely man on OnlyFans trying to, you know, I mean, and there, I mean, he's not the lonely man, but
I'm not the only man on there.
Yeah. But you know, you're starting a whole revolution where there are women who do want to see men, you know, in various positions, naked, doing what men do. There is a faction of women who would pay to see this, right?
Yeah. But it's harder because at the same time, if a woman wants to get laid, they can get laid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's very, very simple. Mm-hmm. Guys, on the other hand, you know, that's why you typically find a lot of men, because like a lot of introverted, socially awkward men tend to just hop on OnlyFans and they want to spend money.
Huh. So you're like, so this is a, so now I guess what we're talking about here, guys, and this is it.
I'm generalizing, by the way.
Huh?
I was like, I'm generalizing, by the way.
It's
not everybody on that. It's not a large
all
percentage.
Guys who just go to OnlyFans to find women because they can't get a woman in real life. But there is a sect of people who can't, they feel they can't, you know, talk to women. Women don't talk back. They just want to, you know, bust a nut, whatever the case may be. They go to OnlyFans, find somebody who will become a companion with them that is really a real person, but they do have to subscribe. So, is it like hooker baiting? I mean, are these Johns? Like, how can we classify this sect of people?
The people buying into it, the paying for it. I mean, again, there's a wide variety. So you have the people who are not happy in the marriage, so they go to porn, and again, OnlyFans is a way to have like this pseudo connection with somebody. It's not real, but you know, it could fill some random gap that people don't realize that they're trying to fill. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or you could fill that gap really good at OnlyFans and then pay $5 a month to see it.
Yeah, exactly. And then but the thing is, then like your spouse finds out, then you end in a divorce when in reality it could have been solved through communication. No, I know that. But I'm just saying, like if you're not happy in your relationship, OnlyFans isn't a correct outlet to utilize. You know what I mean?
I get that.
And there's
it's an outlet that you can utilize to help kind of put, like, you know how you have a burn? You just put like salve, like the salve on your burn and it heals that burn. And OnlyFans is a burn that heals if you go on there looking for the right, you know, I guess, burn. I don't know.
It scratches the itch, but it doesn't fix the problem. You know what I mean?
Right. And I feel like guys, hetero guys, because gay men do not have this problem. Gay men, we have applications. I mean, if I felt like it, I could go get laid right now behind the bushes. The guy just told me right now, I'm looking at it. I don't feel like
it. I'm reading my inbox.
I'm reading right now. I could bring some boots and grease. I don't want to know what kind of grease. But there are straight guys who don't have the pleasure of hooking up with other dudes behind bushes. They need to find a sophisticated woman who will open her legs for a fee. And this is where you go to do that. And sometimes the guys themselves are actually on this site. But let me tell you guys, OnlyFans launched in 2016 as a subscription-based content platform, originally intended for all kinds of creators. Like, you had old grannies on their knitting. You had like little key joke pranksters. Just all kinds of stuff going on with the OnlyFans originally. But it was originally intended for all kinds of creators. It soon became synonymous with adult content, the smut of the land, right? But today, it boasts over 200 million users. So with 70% of its revenue coming from men seeking interactions, that's 70%, 70, that blurred the line between transactional and personal. Globally, platforms like OnlyFans, and OnlyFans isn't the only one, there's a few others, feed into a broader trend of digital intimacy markets where loneliness and social alienation create fertile ground for monetization. Studies show that over 63% of men between the ages of 18 and 30 report feeling isolated, a perfect demographic for exploitation. Now, Gigi, you're between that range of guide frame. Do you feel like this is a true thing? Do you feel isolated from society, or from society's women in particular?
For having an OnlyFans?
Mm-mm. Is that why you, as a guy, would go on OnlyFans? I'm not saying that you are a subscriber.
Yes. So, like, that is why somebody would go to OnlyFans. Yes, absolutely. So, again, like, you get on there, some women have it, you have to, like, tip to even talk to them. Some, you know, it's like...
kind of like art imitating life.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, oh, subscribe to me, and then they'll talk to you. And then, like, some women are using AI to, like, respond. So they don't even have to put much thought into, like, talking to you. But, like, on the other end, you don't know that. So they're, like, creating this, image, like, or this, like, situation that's, like, not even truly real.
And, real. It's fake.
And
it's
people, yeah, they buy into it and they spend way too much money because it's very impulse inducing. And when you're horny, you make dumb decisions, you know? Here, and I'm not trying to bash on the women who use OnlyFans. I'm not trying to do it. I get it. At this, I'm just like, for example, I love to smoke weed. And I will be the first one to tell you, like, yeah, there's a lot of benefits to smoke weed. You shouldn't smoke it 24/7 and be burnout. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. I just wish people a little bit more aware of like the mental toll, like for the men that they can go under and like the negative aspects of it.
So you say there's negative aspects of paying for a woman to, you know, make you feel seduced, get you to the point of orgasm. Do you think guys are financially abused by OnlyFans?
I think they, like, some women could definitely do it, you know?
Yeah.
Again, like, when you end up using AI and, like, you're completely detached from it, because, like, a lot of the women I know, not a lot, I won't say a lot, some of the women I know.
You know a lot of creators, don't you?
Yeah. So, some of the women I know, they hate being sexualized, yet they do OnlyFans, and they'll complain about their male base. And, like, a lot of women will talk shit and talk negatively about these men who, again, are just starving for this interaction. And and it's just, I don't like seeing that, you know, like, it's like these people are paying a lot of money and like all you're doing is just like taking it, talking shit about it behind their back and wiping your ass with it. So, and again, it's the name of the game. Totally get it. I just wish, you know, men on the far end of the spectrum who like really need that interaction, understand this is not it. This is not the way to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what I mean? There's so much hypocrisy in the world. I know a guy who's like, I hate getting my dick sucked, but I always have my zipper open. Because you just never know. And that is the thing that happens with OnlyFans.
Worst to live by.
But
you ever see my zipper down? Just know. Standing on business.
Yeah,
zipper's down. Standing on business.
But guys, look, I think what Luigi's trying to tell us today, and what's a good point is don't get. They call it hustled. You're going to get hustled. Remember, these are women are making millions of dollars. There are women on OnlyFans, literally, that make $50 to $70 million a year doing this. They have it down to a science. It's the hustle of a lifetime. You don't have to go to the strip club. The strip club and the woman there come to you now. And you have to be careful because, you know, although some of these places are doing $5 subscriptions, they get you and they hustle you and they knuckle wrap you when they ask for these tips and private videos and give me an extra $10 and you can see them in a hoo-ha. I mean, is that what you're talking about, Gigi, how they get you, how they hustle you on?
Yeah, essentially. It's just like they'll send out group, like mass group text that's like written by AI saying like, oh my gosh, I just sent this to the like 10 random people. Like you should buy it before I remove it in 24 hours. And it's like,
I want to see that.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh man, that's so cool. Let me buy it. And then, but the thing is, like, again, I follow a lot of my friends on there, so I get like those random messages in my inbox. And it's just like, I'll go back, and it's funny because it's like, huh, you sent this like 6 months ago. And you're like, hurry, I'm deleting it 24 hours. And like, it's still available to be bought. I can buy it right now.
I mean, it's content. You don't.
I'm not going to, but I'm just saying, like. Right. But that's the thing. They use, and it's sales tactics. I'm fear of loss. Totally get it. Buy now because it's going away tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get it. But the thing is, like, men need to be more aware of their mental state going into it. Yeah. So they just make better decisions, man. You know, like,
men don't make, we have a penis for that. We don't need to make decisions. That's what that thing does. Now, back to you. And now you're the outlier in this. And you're not really the outlier, but most men are catering to a different populace on OnlyFans, which is very high. That's my community. Oh, whatever. But you're catering to a select audience, right? So as an entertainer, aside from being the co-host of the Let Me Take You Higher podcast, what do you think the pitfalls are? What's really a pro and what's really a con to being an entertainer on OnlyFans?
I mean, the con, it's worse for women than it is for men, obviously. Oh, like, yeah. I've told women that I've had OnlyFans, and some of them are like, that's hot. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
That means you take care of yourself. You're prideful of your body. You're prideful of you know, not really prideful, but you have, you know, what's it called? Je ne sais quoi. Was it some kind of French shit? Right.
Yeah. Is that French for good dick?
is that what it is? Is it French dick? Because I'm telling you guys, from our gay audience, those Frenchmen, it's a lot going on. I'm just saying.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, hey, it's not only fans. That's what's great about it, because there's so many avenues and categories you could choose from. Now, you, in this particular sense, have a lot of friends that are characters, or they do this as an entertainment. Who, I'll ask you, out of the people that you know that do OnlyFans, who do you, I'm sure you don't want to name names, but what's the highest you know of them, of what they make a year off OnlyFans?
Oh, I know a couple who are making hundreds of thousands, or at least, oh, really? I mean, I don't know to what extent, and I don't want to like throw out their business.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, for example, and I want to throw a name out there, and okay, it, you can consider
she
it
might not want whatever. Publicity, y'all. She's not OnlyFans, yeah, but she might not want it.
I mean, she has like, I don't know, like 550,000 followers on Instagram or something.
Oh my God.
Her name's Kate Sarkissian, and
I think I've run in, I haven't run into her, but I've seen her somewhere on my Instagram.
Yeah. She's a cosplayer. I'm friends with her boyfriend Danny, and they, you know, do their thing on OnlyFans. They have a lot of followers, and they definitely make a lot of money. So she makes money from like other avenues, like Patreon, traveling and selling like prints and merchandise and stuff like that. So
Do you yourself have merch on OnlyFans that the fans can buy? And what's the handle for you? Not that we're giving you some kind of sponsorship or a shout out, but if you're going to talk, if you're going to talk it, we might as well put the walk out of there.
I'll say walk it. No, it's Gigi Luigi. So Louis G, not Luigi, but Louis.
Luigi. G. Yeah, I say it fast. So it always says Luigi. It sounds like Luigi. Luigi. And we don't want you to be kind of confused with the other Luigi. Not the one from the video game, mind you. The one who, you know, Crap Crackle Popper. You know, we don't want to, you know.
No.
He's not
a
bad guy. No. I know. That guy's behind bars. But anyway, going back to this OnlyFans phenomenon, where do you see OnlyFans coming in the next 5 years? Do you think it's going to get bigger, or do you think it's going to start to kind of collapse on itself?
Honestly, depends on the economy. I mean, they kind of slowed.
People fucking have sex no matter what the economy is. That's a bankable fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, and porn is definitely going to always be a thing, and prostitution built the West, so it's always going to be a thing as well. But OnlyFans, do I see it getting bigger? I mean, maybe. With technology and AI, you can start doing some crazy shit, I'm sure. But
I see it. I mean, if you see what's going on right now with AI, and like you said, these people are utilizing AI to its utmost, and you know, having AI as a part of the whole process of getting in contact with their clients. I mean, I didn't even know that, but that's fucking crazy. You're not even paying for the real people anymore, people. So,
and if the economy's booming, people are just going to be wanting to spend money, and like that's the first thing that they're going to want to spend money on.
Yeah, some fucking dick. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm a titty guy, to be honest.
I'm an ass guy. If you, and it's different for me. And I'll say a girl has a nice ass, I just won't touch it. But just not going to happen. But I'm an ass guy. You said you're a titty guy. I know a lot of titty guys and a lot of ass guys. But guess what? It's all on OnlyFans. All you have to, you know, it's a subscription. $5 to $10 a month, you can see all the ass and titties you want. We love it.
Titties and ass everywhere.
We love that part. Tim Stokely is the founder of OnlyFans. That guy's got to be so fucking rich. And I'm so fucking jealous, because he gets free access to everybody's tits and ass. And he's hailed as a tech visionary. He built an empire by turning attention into dollars. There's Bella Thorne, I'm sure who you know, you've heard of, made $1 million in a day on OnlyFans, proving that the platform's power to transform celebrity into direct profit is unimaginable. Gigi Luigi, yes, our very own co-host, is also a creator, which we all know, and he caters to women looking for humor, charm, and a bit of spice on OnlyFans at the Gigi Luigi, that one, on the OnlyFans. But the counterpunch here, guys, and the devil's advocacy on this is, you have empowerment. Creators claim the platform allows them to control their image and their income. They have financial security here. Many use OnlyFans to escape debt or fund their own educations, personal connection, Subscribers argue that the interactions, though paid, are therapeutic. And they probably are, guys. You would go pay a therapist for some of the stuff that the OnlyFans creators are giving you for way less, if you think about it, right? But there's also exploitation in the cons of this, guys. Critics say it's a predatory model that capitalizes on male loneliness. And this is what Gigi will tell you, is he knows that because he's a part of that community, and it does do that. So the addiction or the illusion of intimacy can also lead to financial ruin. So your ducats in a row, it's not going to last forever. You know, you can't keep paying for the same old song and dance. After a while, you're going to be financially inadequate. There's ethical questions to this because it's pretty much prostitution, I think, without the touching. But does this perpetuate unrealistic expectations and harm real relationships? Gigi, do you think OnlyFans does any of this, of the cons? Like, do you think it harms real relationships? Or is the wife or girlfriend like, yeah, I'm so glad this motherfucker has an OnlyFans account so he can stop touching the fuck out of me on a Saturday? What do you think?
Well, it just depends on people. I mean, you know, I've definitely seen some shit go down because the girl finds out that someone has an OnlyFans and is like following people and subscribing, not even making content. So you just gotta be transparent with people, especially if you're an adult content creator. You kind of want to make sure you tell your person before, like, it's just the decent thing to do.
Right.
You know, because then you're trying to bring them into a lifestyle that like,
you're not want.
Kind of manipulating them into, because it's like you wait until they have feelings for you and they're attached, and then you try to like get them to make like, oh, it's either me or, you know, get to walk away now. You know what I mean?
Right. That's horrible. But I mean, but you know what? Honestly, the old fashioned relationships are dying out because those people that had those relationships are dying out. This is the new thank you, whammy, Sammy, or however you want to say it. And this is the new norm. This is what's going on. And guys, we're in a loneliness epidemic. And you know, Luigi, we did this before. We did this episode on loneliness, about 10 episodes ago. And it's a crisis. The Surgeon General wanted to state that it's one of the top causes of death, is aside from the suicide, is loneliness that leads to suicide. So if this is helping people out, if this is keeping people on the planet from unaliving themselves because they feel a connection, then I don't see anything really wrong with it. But I think it should be more monitored. And I'm a guy for regulations. What do you think? Do you think this should be monitored more? Because it's just like anything else where, you know, it's like a payday loan. You know what I mean? If you don't watch it, you have these people who are predatory in that industry.
No, I totally get it. In terms of regulating it, I'm not a fan of regulations, to be completely honest. Okay. But I just want people to be aware. Like, hey, like if you feel like, and you know, people know. If you feel like you're having it crossing into that addiction territory and you're more relying on that than actual human, finding a genuine human connection, then it's like you might want to like involve yourself in therapy and like try to like heal, because it's not the solution. Now, if you're just trying to get off, you're like, girlfriend pissed me off, so I'm going to spend $30 on so and so's gangbang video. Like, fuck her. Like, you know, like whatever. Like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like, I'm not gonna say it's fine, but like, do your thing. I don't care. Just be responsible. At the end of the day, just be responsible. Make sure you're paying attention to your own mental health and not just jumping on this impulse train. And next thing you know, you're just depressed and ashamed with yourself, and you know, feeling even more lonely. You know,
I mean? Tell you what,
post-nut clarity is a bitch too.
Clarity is a bitch too, and I mean, even having cathartic moments and epiphanies are bitches as well. So I'll tell you an interesting story. I am or was a subscriber to OnlyFans in a couple of occasions where I met somebody, and this is how they lure you guys. I'm not fucking kidding you. I got lured into OnlyFans on TikTok. I was talking to this guy and he was like, oh, and I thought we were hitting it off. He was in my area, my neighborhood. And he was like, hey, I have an OnlyFans. Before, mind you, I didn't even know what an OnlyFans was. And I was like, what's that? So he said, he sent me three pics, boom, boom, boom. And they were, you know, they made me want to pay for more. So I did. And that's how I knew what OnlyFans was. $250 later, and I think about, 20 booty videos and fucking 10 or 15 booty pics. I was like, wait, this is becoming an issue. I have a problem. But you're $250 into it, like I was as a subscriber, and I got lured because I actually thought the guy was a real person. He is a real person, still is on OnlyFans, still has one of the fattest asses I've ever seen. Mom, if you were listening, I'm completely sorry, but I had to be honest, and I'd still pay for it. But with all that being said, it didn't hurt me financially. It was throwaway money. I didn't really care about it like that, mentally or emotionally, kind of, because I was like, well, I thought we were going to be cool and we were going to hang out and watch movies in the 80s. And, you know, it didn't work out that way. But anyway, so that's my little story as a subscriber to OnlyFans and how I first realized it. But here's some facts and figures, guys. The average OnlyFans subscriber spends $30 to $60 monthly, often on multiple creators. 40% of users report spending more than their initially intended, creating financial strain. Men aged 25 to 40 are the most frequent users. I'm in my 40s. Anywho, with many reporting that they're seeking companionship rather than explicit content. But the fiction versus reality here is while OnlyFans markets itself as a place for connection, the truth is often scripted, photoshopped, and far less authentic. Subscribers invest not in real relationships, but in curated performances, leading to a deepening sense of alienation. And I was a subscriber, and I did feel this, but I'm over it now. So, but if you guys have some interesting OnlyFans stories, we want to hear them because we want to do a segment that talks about this. Because, look, guys have it rough. I mean, we built the world, you know, one stone at a time, moving horses, and we don't get the credit we deserve. We really don't. So we want you to let us know about situations like this, and we want to make it known to all of our thousands of listeners that it's either right or wrong. It doesn't always have to be right or wrong. There's always some kind of types of gray area. But please email us. We're looking for these emails, guys. We want to talk about it at letmetakeyouhigherpodcast@gmail.com. And we're gonna start doing a segment on it because we want the men to feel better about themselves. We want them to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser than when they left us the last time they heard one of our episodes. But with that perspective, Gigi, do you have anything to tell our audience about OnlyFans in general that you feel like could help them out in the long run?
Yeah, OnlyFans is a great place to be safe and make content and express yourself and whatever. More power to you, all about it. I just, again, I'm a huge weed guy. So
he loves that shit.
Exactly. I'll tell you all about the benefits and everything, but I'll also tell you
we'll do an episode.
Yeah, don't wake up and the first thing you should do is smoke weed. No, stop. Almost spray it in the face with water. You're being stupid. Make better decisions.
I'm being stupid over there.
You know what I mean? So, be responsible. Yeah. So that's all I want. I'm tired of seeing and I know a lot of people who are like down and just depressed and they're in a bad state and they end up having a porn addiction because it releases dopamine, but it's what's called fake dopamine.
Dopamine. But I think that all guys have a porn addiction. I'm not just trying to say that because I have a porn addiction and I have it for 30 years or however long. Don't all guys have some sort of porn addiction? I never met one who did it.
Yes and no. So again, you got to think what's causing this addiction. If it's the cause of addiction's cost making you spend a lot of your money and then leaving yourself feeling empty, ashamed, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then you might want to look into getting help because I've heard a lot of stories of porn just in general, ruin people's lives. But
oh yeah, there's a lot somebody, of celebrities with severe porn addiction.
Yeah. And if you have a porn addiction and you know, you have one subscription to a website or whatever, or two, and it doesn't hurt you financially and you're just doing it because it's your cigarette, then
sometimes
fine.
You gotta drop a load, buddy.
As long as you're making good decisions, just know why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Because if you need to heal from something or you need something that's it's like alcohol. It's fun, right? Until you have a problem. And you might want to seek help for that problem. So that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Therapy. They're there for a reason. And now they have these places where you don't even have to go in. You can just get it on an app. And just to talk to somebody for 50 minutes, reach out to us. We love talking to people. And you can reach out to us, like I said, at letmetakeyouhigherpodcast@gmail.com. We, like I said, we love talking to people. So that's an avenue for you. And Gigi, you know, is a creator. So if you, he's probably not going to do any secret or private shows unless you pay big bucks. I'm just kidding. But with that being said, guys, OnlyFans is a mirror reflecting society's growing isolation. It's a business model rooted in unmet emotional needs, turning vulnerability into profit. While it empowers some, it exploits many, raising important questions about how technology shapes intimacy and companionship in the 21st century. As we log off this segment, let's not forget, connection is priceless, but the illusion that it comes with is a very real cost. Gigi Luigi, you're living in the life. You're living that life. What is your advice to subscribers and creators alike when they're going on that OnlyFans journey?
If you're making content, be consistent. Don't do anything that you don't feel comfortable doing. So just literally just be yourself. Be genuine. If you're subscribing, have fun and keep it at just having fun. Like don't make it more serious than what it is. Like keep in mind that when you go to a strip club, yeah, they can convince you to spend a lot of money, but they ain't going home with you.
And no, you have to realize that unless you spend a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that you just keep that in mind. Like you can go to a strip club, have a lot of fun. And you can also go to a strip club, spend $500 and be like, what the hell was I thinking?
Oh, I just do. That's so true. I don't know if I ever told you. I went to a strip club once and the girl, beautiful Russian little minx, completely naked. And she knew I was gay. And she's like, I'm going to sit on you. And she sat on me. And I said, sweetheart, I don't bat for your team. And then she's like, oh, I know. I just don't want that guy. So she sat on my lap. Anywho, it's another podcast story. Anyway, so guys, this episode of Let Me Take You Higher was brought by you by BC Entertainment, LLC, 2024. Special thanks to all of our sponsors, our listeners, and Gigi Luigi's fans on OnlyFans. He's got a lot. Now that's Gigi Luigi G. Okay. For tuning in and stay connected, stay informed, and remember, not everything behind a paywall is worth your wallet or your heart. Your heart. I have been Mr. Villain on Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, with my continual co-host, Gigi Luigi. And remember, guys, go check that guy out. It is like 9 fucking inches. Until we see you guys next time, have a great day. Bye. Hey guys, if you're still listening, this part of the show is called Bloopers, Outtakes, and Blunders. It's the behind the scenes of the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. Stuff you don't always hear, stuff that didn't make it into the show, stuff that's on the cutting room edge of our floors, or you just hear us bantering about, talking about useless things that just didn't make the podcast showroom. But for the sake of argument, we just want you to be a part of our little family here. So this is where I'm going to put all those kinds of things at. Right after the podcast, for just a couple of seconds, you'll hear just stuff that doesn't make any sense. It's not the most glamorous moments, but you'll get to see us trip over our words, crack up mid-sentence, and sometimes just stare at the mic, like we always do when we don't know where we're supposed to be or where our cues are. But anyway, take it for what it is. Have fun with it. We don't mind. Come on into our back room where we hide our blunders, our bloopers, and our edits. So enjoy the show, and we appreciate you guys. Have fun with it.
I am back.
You all back. So before we start, did you talk to your ex about the whole situation, about going on air and airing her dirty laundry?
No, we haven't talked. We'll probably have an encounter of some sort at the convention when I go and we do like on the streets with Gigi or whatever. Okay. What are we calling it again?
Gigi on the street.
Yeah, Gigi on the street. Okay. I was like, I could fucking
dislike it. I still have the theme songs somewhere.
Yeah. So when we're doing Gigi on the street at the convention, I guarantee me and her are going to have some sort of interaction. I already sent her a text like, hey, look, you can expect me to be there. You can stay the fuck away from me. I have no interest in talking to you. And that's it. So,
did she welcome this text? Did she send you a text saying, hey, I think you're going to be at the con show or whatever, the comic show?
No, but if I showed up without telling her, If I showed up without telling her, she's going to try to spin it like, oh, he was there for this or that. Like, so I just sent her a text. Yeah, I was like, hey, you expect me to be there? Mind your business. Yeah. I mind my own business. And we can be cool. That way, if she tries to talk shit, I'd be like,
do
no.
Do you think you guys are going to hang out or she's going to give you a handy or something? Like, what? Why would you? I don't know. I mean, because it's in D.C. There's a lot of people in D.C. You may not even see her.
It's all in a convention, though. It's all in one convention center. So okay. I'm going, if I go and she's there, I'm going to see her. So not like okay. I'm going to seek it out. Like we are just going to cross paths. Like it's guaranteed almost.
But are you just going to, so you're not going there to look, not, you're not going there to look for her though.
No. So
okay,
where everybody's going to be at, that's where I'm going to be to interview people. That's also where she's going to be to get like noticed by other photographers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So we are bound to cross paths. So what I was saying is I sent her a text saying, hey, look, you're going to see me there. You can leave me alone. I have no intention of talking to you because that way, if she sees me, she tries to start rumors like, oh, he's stalking me. I'd be like, no, I literally sent you a text that you can mind your business. I'm going to be minding my business and I'm going to mind my business.
And so, you can say, look, I have one of the largest upcoming podcasts in the nation. I'm here for what I'm doing.
You can literally clearly see I have a plan. I have a schedule. I'm out here. I have content. Like, go away. So, I'm just covering my bases. I don't like, because that's not how person she is.
Are you scared about seeing her?
Or no,
maybe.
I'm not scared about seeing her. I know the type of person she is. Like, she always assumes the absolute worst. Always. Especially with me. So it's like, no, I told you. Mind your business. I'll mind my business.
Mind your business, bitch. I'll kill
you. Mind your business. That's it.
My name is Luigi for a reason. I was like, Yeah. We don't want to do that one. All right, but
G is for G-spot.
Okay. Well, I don't even know. Okay. Well, yeah, you look. Whatever you got to do. Do you want a shirt that says it?
Yes.
I believe it.
I'm walking around with that. G's
for G-spot.
G
is for G-spot, bitch. That's what it is, bitch. I'm being serious.
Luigi, bro. Luigi. Probably Kenny G.
All right, so.
But anyway, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so we're going to start off with the hot mic, okay? And I'm gonna cue us in from the hot mic because then I gotta go back and do post production. Okay, so in 5, 4, 3, 2. And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain, and it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Stories unfold.